Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice. Here at Rosie on the House, scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
I won the landscape lotto this week. I may, for the first time ever, go buy myself a lottery ticket this weekend. I got all my pre-emergent down Tuesday morning.
Ta-da!
How about that, baby?
That's pretty good.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
And then I guess with that pre-emergent, it always needs to be watered
That's
in.
That's right.
And we mixed the pre-emergent with some post-emergent. I may have to post-emerge again.
Perhaps. It depends. You know, okay. Not necessarily, but you might. But, you know, if you use enough, of course, if you're putting pre-emergent on, the need for post-emergent is going to be a lot less anyway. And, you know, if folks haven't done it, boy, this spring, you know, we're talking some warm, in the 10-day forecast, some nice warm temperatures with as wet and as much rain. I think we've had since December about 5 inches of rain at my house.
I'll take it, baby. We got
4 inches all last year total.
Right, right. So you get some warm temperatures with this moisture, and it's going to be an explosion of weed material and weed growth around the landscape.
Arizona highways. Have you seen?
There's going to be some wildflowers.
Their issue now is where to see the wildflowers.
It ought to be a good wildflower year.
Go grab yourself an Arizona Highways magazine because, boy, they've got lots of great ideas of places to get ready to watch it.
Yep. You know, you've heard people rumor if you sit still long enough in a field, you can hear the grass grow. It's the weeds they're hearing, not the grass. I mean, that. We had nothing 2 days ago. And you drive out to the desert.
It's carpet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that'll be a topic for a show coming up here, I'm sure.
Multiple, I'm sure. Art in Sun Lakes, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. I think you just answered my question about pre-emergent, but I was just wondering if it's too late to apply it.
Well, it's never too late because anything that's going to come up after you put the pre-emergent down, it's going to prevent that. If there's already stuff that's germinating and coming up, of course, it's too late for that. But you always have weeds that are coming up. So,
okay, yeah. I have a Bermuda lawn that I did not overseed. So it seems to be turning a little bit green. But I'm just wondering if that might be the old ryegrass.
Well, we do get that this time of year. And we've had a number of questions. And I've even had some people send pictures of, you know, the Poa annua or the other weed seed that was in a ryegrass lawn when they planted a ryegrass lawn a year or two ago that does come back and you get these green clumps in the middle of your dormant Bermuda grass lawn. Of course, once those have come up and you've got a clump of green, the pre-emergent will not do you any good at that point. But we're coming into really one of the ideal times to put pre-emergent down. We usually tell people first day of fall, which is late September, and the first day of spring, which is mid-March. So anywhere around those dates kind of gets you the timing of ahead of the winter rains and ahead of the summer rains. So, but there, it's never too late. It's just sometimes they're better than others.
In those lawns that you're getting the inquiries about the little green.
Uh-huh. The tufts of green.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do you manage those? Can you just saturate, just MSMA them to death?
Well, you could use MSMA if you could buy it. You can't buy MSMA anymore, but you can actually use Roundup or a glyphosate product while your Bermuda grass is dormant.
Dormant, okay.
You won't hurt the dormant Bermuda grass by using the glyphosate on those green areas. Of course, you're only spraying the green anyway, so you would only impact a little spot.
Now, if I did a weed and feed as things warmed up and the Bermuda started, would that do it?
Most weed and feeds won't control a grassy type plant, which is what those are. They're a grass, not a broadleaf weed.
So if I had some old MSMA on my
should work, shelf. Although MSA works better as it gets warmer, like glyphosate does.
Okay.
So wait till the first really nice warm day and go out at about the warmest point of the day.
Okay.
And hit it with that.
Microphone button. This is my first day
check.
In the studio. Phyllis
sound
in Phoenix.
Check.
Good morning. How may we help you?
I have thanks for answering my question. I have about an 8-year-old apricot tree that I've been regularly, fertilizing during my citrus trees, and there's an awful lot of sap and coming out of the trunk and the branches, and I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
Well, sometimes our fruit trees get those, especially the deciduous type fruit trees. They can be oozing sap from sunburning, from stress, maybe even from insect damage like borers that have gotten in there. So there's something that's created an opening or a wound, and it could be just as minor as a little bit of stress or heat stress that caused just enough of a crack or a fissure for that to bleed out through. One thing you can do this time of year, the tree has lost all of its leaves. It may be starting to bud out. Be careful how much you trim. Try and leave enough canopy there or enough structure so that the tree canopies itself. The other thing, you can take those. A lot of times they turn into big kind of, globules, you know, like a hard half dome glued onto the side of the tree. You can kind of scrape or knock those off. Get yourself a little Bordeaux or something like that, which is a fungicide to prevent any secondary infection from getting in there. And you might want to actually paint or wrap the trunk if you're getting enough of that to prevent any future sunburning from that to occur. But typically those, unless there's just lots and lots and lots of it, those are not that harmful and they're not that uncommon. Make sure the tree, like you said, you're fertilizing it regularly. And you should be okay.
1-888-767-4348. It's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have any landscape garden questions, we've been talking a lot about frost trimming. Well, if you're new to it and you're trying to figure out what exactly you should be doing in your landscape or garden, or how to pick that right tree or that right tool,
it's music for Rosie's ears.
Oh, baby.